Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we have been looking into this title that the Apostle Paul gives to Jesus in Romans chapter 1 at verse 4. He says, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Highlight the word our. O-U-R, as in multiple people, not as in H-O-U-R, the time on a clock. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Our applies to everyone in the body of Christ. And inherent in the name Lord is that Jesus Christ is to be obeyed. He is our master. He has bought us at the price of his life, and we belong to him. And now we do his will. He is Lord over all who believe in him. And if we are going to successfully obey our master, if we're going to express our love for him by doing what pleases him, then we need one another. I am very concerned, especially during a season in which, due to restrictions from the coronavirus, Christians are not fellowshipping with one another in person, that we are living lonely Christian lives. And this makes us susceptible to losing our love for Christ and certainly to start slipping our obedience to his divine commands. Life in Jesus Christ was never meant to be lived alone. That's why Jesus established and formed the church, the people of God. We require one another. That's why Jesus is our Lord, plural, and not only my Lord, singular. Are you outside of fellowship with other Christians right now? Today and tomorrow, I want to offer you a few practical suggestions on how we can encourage one another as we live our Christian lives before our Lord. And the first is this: take advantage of technology to stay connected to other Christians. You have a phone, use it. Call another Christian. Ask them genuinely, how are you doing? Listen attentively for the answer. Gently pursue the truth. You might get an, oh, I'm fine, how are you? Resist answering for yourself at first. See if you can lovingly assess how this other believer is really, honestly doing. Do you have the capacity for a video call? Use it. Cast your eyes on the face of a brother or sister in Christ and look at them as they talk to you. Or send a text message, checking in with one another. Send words of encouragement. Leave a voice message. These days, there are 100 ways in which we can build one another up. It is essential in these times of separation that we use the tools in our hands to honor Jesus Christ, our Lord. Second, send your Christian family or friends something that will spur them on to love, trust, and obey Jesus. For example, a book that has helped you with your spiritual growth. Maybe there is a DVD series you found helpful. Contact FTD and send a fresh vase of beautiful flowers with a note saying something along the lines of, I am thinking of you and praying for you today, and then back that up with actual prayer. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. It could be a short, meaningful prayer for this Christian. Honor Jesus Christ, our Lord. Or here's an idea. Send an old-fashioned letter. On paper, write a letter of encouragement. Do not underestimate the power of the written word to honor Jesus by loving one another. More on this on the Friday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.